Hello, everyone. Since the holiday season is here, I thought I should share with you one of my favorite Christmas stories. 'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house a creature was stirring, and it sure weren't a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, but in the dark I barely knew they were there. The cub was nestled all snug in his bed, as visions of sugar plums danced in his head. The very sight of him caused a rise in my lap, so I reached down and covered his muzzle with a clap. Through our clothes he could feel my cock getting fatter, so I climbed into the bed almost ready to splatter. Away went the blankets, gone in a flash, tore off his bedclothes and kissed on his ass. The moon on his breast, soft as new-fallen snow, gave luster to the pre-cum dripping below. When what to my wondering eye should appear but a miniature boner? Ah, the boy was a queer. With little hesitation, I had to be quick, so I lined up his lips with my fat throbbing dick. He suckled and licked on my meat till I came, and he whistled and slurped up my juice without any shame. I groaned and I panted, the boy was a glutton, and his throat was so strong it felt just like a python. As I pulled back from his lips, he looked ready to bawl, but with the promise of more, he was still in my thrall. With lube in my hand, I felt oh so sly, I coated his bum and made ready to pry. His tight little ass I prepared to subdue, with a moaning sigh, I pushed deep then withdrew. My dick nudged his prostate, he let out a woof. I knew then and there I had this little poof. As I bent over the lad, my hips started to pound. His tight little ass my lungs searching had found. The lad was in heaven, filled up with my root. He was flush deep red from his head to his foot. He grunted and groaned as I rode him bareback. He meeped and he moaned as I tickled his sack. He panted and sighed, this young little fairy. He came as I tied and popped his sweet cherry. From the tip of my cock a hot seed sure did flow, and his bowels were flooded with jizz white as snow. I reached right around and grabbed hold of his sheath, and stroked him so slowly he moaned there beneath. I primed the poor cub till he was ready to volley, and then when he was spurting I pulled out quite safely. I look back on my work, quite proud of myself. He lay there glistening like a cum-covered elf. He slumped in the sheets, passed out in the bed, his ass held up high, having proudly been bred. Out in the hall I started to lurk, but ran when his parents' door gave a jerk. I leaped for the window, not one to impose, and out through the bushes I kept on my toes. I sprang to my car and with the engine did wrestle, and away did I drive like a getaway missile. As the parents exclaimed, I shouted into the night, "Take your son for me now, his ass was quite tight."